This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Originally, I was going to talk about the coronavirus, but instead, I read this story the other day from a 90-year-old man. Now, I don't know whether this is a true story or not, but the message is something we should all hear. And here's his words. Let me tell you what I need. I need to believe at some point this country my generation fought for. I need to believe this nation we handed safely to our children and their children. I need to know this generation will quit being a bunch of sissies and they'll respect what they've been given, that they've earned what others sacrificed for. He said, you know, I was a little boy during World War II. Those were scary days. We didn't know if we were going to be speaking English, German, or Japanese at the end of the war. There was no certainty, no guarantees like Americans enjoy today. And no home went without sacrifice or loss. Every house, up and down every street, had someone in harm's way. Maybe their daddy was a soldier, maybe their son was a sailor, maybe it was an uncle. Sometimes it was the whole family, fathers, sons, and uncles. Having someone you love sent off to war, it wasn't less frightening than it is today. It was scary. If anything, it was more frightening. We didn't have battlefront news. We didn't have email or cell phones. You sent them away and you hoped and you prayed. You may not hear from them for months, if ever. Sometimes a mother was getting her son's letters the same day dad was comforting her over their child's death. And we sacrificed. You couldn't buy things. Everything was rationed. You were only allowed so much milk per month, so much bread, toilet paper. Everything was restricted for the war effort. And what you weren't using, what you didn't need, things you threw away, they were saved and sorted for the war effort. My generation was the original recycling moment in America. And we had viruses back then, serious viruses. Things like polio, measles, and such. It was nothing to walk to school and pass a house or two that was quarantined. We didn't shut down our schools. We didn't shut down our cities. We carried on without masks, without hand sanitizer. And you know what? We persevered. We overcame. We didn't attack our president. We came together. We rallied around the flag for the war. Thick or thin, we were in it to win. And we'd lose more boys in an hour of combat than we lose in the entire war today. Today, kids don't know sacrifice. They think a sacrifice is not having coverage on their phone while they freely drive across the country. Today's kids are selfish and spoiled. In my generation, we looked out for our elders. We helped out with single moms whose husbands were either at war or dead from the war. Today, kids rush the store buying everything they can, no concern for anyone but themselves. It's shameful the way Americans behave these days. None of them deserve the sacrifices their granddads made. So no, I don't need anything. I appreciate your offer, but I know I've been through worse than this virus. And maybe I should be asking, what can I do to help you? Do you have enough pop to get through this? Enough steak? Will you be able to survive with 113 channels on your TV? Well, it kind of puts things in perspective, doesn't it? We have a long way to go ahead of us to get through this crisis, but thinking back of the crisis our grandfathers went through, I'm sure we can make it. These are the kind of things we need to remember as we go forward and work together for solutions. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.